94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. It is 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Mostly sunny today. Highs around 80. We have some Hollywood royalty in our studio this morning. So excited to have Sean
really?
Wayans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your family, oh, it's you.
Your family is a dynasty in
Whoa,
Hollywood.
Ain't it that
is.
Cool.
Wow.
Thank you. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing good. Of course, people know you from a Scary Movie, Scary Movie 2. I love those films. Every time I'm flipping through the channels on the television, it comes up.
Every time I'm turning to watch something else, I show up for a Scary Movie. Is that what you're trying to say?
You're like on every other channel.
Got
There's
it.
A Wayans.
Got it.
So
well, let me
Scary
talk
Movie
up better.
Is one of my favorite movies.
You're a mainstay in my DVD player.
Thank you. See,
okay.
Now why couldn't you just say that? You know, she made it sound
that's
real
right.
cool, like well, I'm part of the family.
That's right, you are.
Well, she brought White Chicks on DVD.
I
she
did.
Wants you to sign that.
I will sign that for her.
She still has DVDs.
And I could sign, like, you know, pieces of your Scary Movies
yeah.
DVD, the part that you actually watch. I'll
you
sign
saw,
that part.
Sign my Charter cable box?
Yeah, I'll sign your Charter cable box.
You know,
but
awesome.
You look like a cord cutter, though.
That's him, yep.
Yeah.
You know,
like you only have streaming services.
I love you in White Chicks because, first of all, you're an amazing actor, but also,
thank you.
You're a very pretty white girl.
Oh,
you do
thank
pull
you.
Off a white girl.
Whatever. Oh, my God.
Can we go shopping?
Can we go shopping? Whatever. But, yeah, thank you very much. That's I don't know if it's a compliment or not. That's
yeah.
I feel weird.
Either way, you're attractive no matter what you pull off. How's
Thank
that?
You. I like that. See how nice she is?
I know.
Was it very nice.
Was it difficult wearing women's clothing?
It's very difficult wearing women's clothing.
What was the hardest piece of clothing to wear?
The
brassiere?
Not really so much the bra. Not that that was comfortable either. It was more so, it was like the tights, man, and the shoes.
Yeah.
It's the shoes.
Yeah, the shoes. Like, you could even see, you see Caitlyn, she still ain't got the walk down yet.
Right,
like
right,
girl
right.
Walks. She still walked like a dude. Like,
and better, yeah.
It's hard.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you have people train you how to walk?
No, I studied. I watched. You know,
I'll bet you watched.
Did, yeah,
of course, we're talking with
yeah, I hung out with a few white girls. They taught me.
Sean Wayans, of course, from White Chicks. And all the makeup. How long did it take you to put on all the makeup to look like
7 hours to put a day.
Now, what would happen? It would drive me like, what if you have an itch or something? Did that just drive you crazy?
You get like something and you stab yourself until you fix the itch. But you can't like take it off once they start applying it. So
wow. And yeah. How long did it take you to film? How long does it take to film a movie like White Chicks or a Scary Movie?
Well, White Chicks took almost 3 months, 2.5 months.
Wow. Okay.
56 days, 58 days we had to do that.
That's for. Awesome.
Full makeup.
Full makeup, 58 well, days.
So of course, yeah. Your family launched off with In Living Color. I mean, you were on TV before. A lot of your family members had been on TV, but In Living Color really
and Living Color
put you guys
set
on
it
the
off.
Map.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, before that, really, none of us was really on TV. Let's
no,
see.
Not so much.
So Keenan did he did Hollywood Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the first one.
Keenan was the first
one. To start everything.
Yes, he
yeah.
kicked the door open, and then we all followed him. So he did Hollywood Shuffle with Robert Townsend, and then he went and did I'ma Get You Sucker.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote and directed I'ma Get You Sucker and starred in that. And he also produced Eddie Murphy Raw, Eddie Murphy's stand-up special.
Awesome.
And then In Living Color.
Awesome. You stick around?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you more.
What I got to do, yeah. How
many are here at the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, man. I'm right here, man.
Sean Wayans, more with him on the way next with 94.7 WMAS and the Kellogg Crew. Sugar Ray on 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina and Lopez. It's 8:22. Lots of sunshine today. Highs around 80. Want to welcome Sean Wayans to the program
yeah,
from In Living Color.
Yeah.
It's great to have you here, of course, in the movie White Chicks and Scary Movies.
Yeah.
I love those. And let me just say one thing. Not that I'm hitting on you, Sean. But you got some guns, man. You are in,
what
you're in good shape. You don't,
that
doesn't
that's
come
not
up,
it. That.
That doesn't come across, though, in the movies, though.
What are you talking
He's got some
about?
Pecs, too. I can tell you, I got a hug. I was fangirling, and
wow.
he offered me a hug, and I'm like, yeah,
wow. Well, thank you. I you know, I try to keep it right. I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
couple days a week.
Yeah, I mean, you got guns like I do. I
yeah.
Mean, it's nice to see somebody that's
yeah.
keeping up.
You
not
got
so
big
much.
Guns, man. Lots of guns.
Well, tell me, I mean, with the Wayans brothers and everybody else in your family, like, why is everybody in your family so darn talented? I mean, how did you start off, like, growing up? What happened? Was everybody, like, a comedian?
My mother's, well, no, we won't say that. Let's see. What it was, I think it was the way we grew up. So we grew up in New York City.
Right.
In the 70s. Really poor. Didn't have much, and what we did have was our ability to make each other laugh. So most of the times we was we started making each other laugh before we started entertaining everybody else. And so that's what it was. We would practice on each other and, you know, laugh at the other person that's getting in trouble and do impressions of him while he's getting his behind whipped. So, you know, that's where it all came from.
Now, is there anybody in the family that, like, isn't into the Hollywood spirit?
You mean, like, is there people working that aren't in the show
business?
Yeah,
that just don't care about it?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of people. You know, my I got a couple of sisters that's not really into it. They're not into show business, but they're into our money.
Yeah.
That we make in show business. But they don't have no real desire to entertain.
You do have a lot of family members in show business. Yes, I mean, nearly all your brothers. You come from a family of what, 10 or 11?
10. Yeah, 10
yeah.
of us.
Wow.
Five boys, five girls.
Oh, my. Bless your mother.
Yeah. Bless her. Yes. Bless my mother's womb. Well, bless her womb.
Well, the reason you're here, of course, yeah. is because you got the comedy shows coming up this week, and we just mm-hmm. had somebody call up and go, why is he here? I want to go see a show if he's here. Of
yeah.
course, he's going to be at the Funny Bone in Manchester, Connecticut tonight. The first show is at 7 o'clock. You got, what, five shows you're doing stand-up?
I have five shows, and the first show tonight is at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes, so 8 o'clock tonight.
And then 10 o'clock, the second show. And he's like, well, listen,
you know, 7 o'clock, get some drinks.
Get there early and drink.
You know?
Like a chicken wing.
He got the shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, tomorrow's show is at 7:30 and 9:30 and then 7:30 on Sunday.
You know, I was wondering, you do a lot of stand-up.
Yes.
And you're hysterical. Your whole family's very talented.
Thank you.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're like, whoa, I just totally forgot where I was going with this?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
How do you deal with it?
I'll tell the audience that I forgot where I'm going with this. Hang on 1 second. Oh, and then I'll think, and then they'll come back to me. Or maybe not. I'll talk about something else, and it'll lead me back to where I originally got lost.
And people like that, the little bit of honesty.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Like, you know, because it's relatable.
Out of nowhere, I'll go, hey, oh, there we go. That's what I wanted to say. And they're like, what? This guy's weird.
You go over and just grab a drink in the middle of your show.
Yeah.
Just walk off stage.
Why not?
You know, no big deal.
They follow you as long as you got the mic, whatever.
Now, in terms of your scripted acting, did you do a lot of ad-libbing? I know, like, when I watched you on Living Color, you guys worked really hard not to laugh.
We did, because everybody was so funny.
Yeah.
And we had so many jokes going on before we actually shot the scenes, so
yeah.
mm-hmm. we had all these things that the audience didn't even know was happening.
Yeah,
and so we was like kind of playing a sketch inside of a sketch, so it was a lot of fun. In our movies, we do a lot of improvising, but we also write a really tight script. So what Keenan have us do is we'll shoot the one that we wrote, and then he'll go, okay, you guys. Don't go play. see what you come up with.
Wait a second. You do the voice. We could have had Keenan here as well this morning. We could have faked that.
I could do Keenan.
if you want, I could do Damon.
I could do Keenan talking to Damon. Yo, what's up?
What's up, Keenan? How come you ain't here?
What was it? I got to ask about Jim Carrey. Now, did you know Jim Carrey was going to be so talented when you were working with him on in Living Color?
Yes. I used to watch Jim. I was like fan guy Jim Carrey when Jim was on the show.
Yeah.
Because he did so many different like voices, and he was so rubbery and funny. And I would watch his sketch while he was rehearsing it. So I'd sit in the audience, and, there wasn't nobody there but the director and me laughing. And he's like, you thought that was funny? I'm like, yeah. And he would keep stuff.
Send you a thank you basket for launching his career?
No, no, not at all. And
yeah.
Keenan was the one that launched his career. And actually, he had a career before that, and Living Color just gave him mm-hmm. the proper showcase to show how talented he is, and he
take
really
him international
is.
Now.
Yeah, well, now he's a big global star.
And J-Lo.
Now he doesn't J-Lo return too. Your calls.
Yeah, yeah he actually. if I call him when cool. You return my calls. That's his character, Dickie Peterson. You never return my phone calls. Nor do I care. Hey, Frank. Put that down, Frank.
Dickie
Peterson. J-Lo, what
was you saying? Yeah, you basically launched your career.
J-Lo,
well,
and
your show.
Mm-hmm. Set J-Lo up nice. Carrie Ann Inaba.
Yes,
another
she was one of your fly girls, too.
I heard Martin Lawrence tried out and he didn't make it. Is that true? I read that on the internet.
Martin did try out for Living Color. And I don't know if he didn't make it or not, but when he tried out, we had already like hired most of the folks that was going to be on there. So
gotcha.
We already had Tommy. So
it could have been a fly girl though.
Martin could have been on there. And you know? He could have rocked, but Keenan was trying to keep it kind of like diverse. So mm-hmm. him and Tommy would have kind of been too similar to each other. So that's probably why Martin awesome. Didn't get it. But he is talented.
Well, Sean Wayans, thank you so much for being here, man.
Thank you
awesome.
For having me.
Awesome. We'll take some pictures, post them online, and again, the show is coming up tonight at 8 o'clock at the Funny Bone in Manchester.
Yeah, that's one of the five shows that you got going on.
And can we give away a pair of tickets right now?
Sure, why not? Let me all ask right. the brother in the corner. Brother in the corner, is it okay?
So
brother,
we got a pair of mad.
He was like, hold on now.
10:15
y'all
show.
Y'all in my business.
If you want a pair of tickets to the 10:15 show, you just got to be calling number 9 at 731-9500 or 1-800-YES-WMAS.
Sean Wayans, thank you so much, man.
Thank you for having us.